Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. What's up, everyone? This is Mark Menard here. Hope you're having a phenomenal week, and I'm going to dive right into it. I'm going to talk about something important. Look, I'm talking about the difference between fear versus worry. That's right. The difference between having fear and letting the fear have you, as my good man Les Brown says, how to deal with fear and how to differentiate it from actually allowing it to become worry. Here we go. So one thing about this, and what's up everyone that's joining in on the live stream, welcome to Elevating Beyond as we're streaming here together, live streaming on Facebook across all platforms. We're talking about today fear versus worry and why you shouldn't actually worry, why it's okay to have fear. Everyone goes through fear, but what happens is when you start dwelling on that fear, it leads to worry. And worry does nothing. It accomplishes nothing. It's like my man T.D. Jakes was saying, it's like the buffering. When it just keeps saying buffering, 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 buffering. And you're like stuck in this OCD cycle of worry, but you're not actually leading yourself to solving the problem. That's when you're worrying. And worrying does nothing to solve the problem. See, it's okay to have fear. It's okay, you're supposed to feel fear. We're a human being. It's understanding that you're gonna feel the fear and then taking action to continue to do it is how you become courageous along the way. But I talk about action a lot, but where I'm gonna flip the script a little bit on today's show is, what about in that moment when you can't take action? Like, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. Maybe all of a sudden you realize that you have a bunch of bills that are due this upcoming week, and it's getting later at night, and you're starting to realize, oh, I have all these bills due. So it's okay to start thinking about it and like problem solving and strategizing. But what's not okay is now you're getting ready to go to bed. You've thought about it. You strategize all you can in this moment. And maybe the best thing is probably going to be to get a good night's sleep and then continue to take action the next day. But where it leads to worry is where you start allowing it to buffer into this cycle of thoughts like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to pay this bill. I'm not going to be able to pay that bill. I'm going to be a bad dad. I'm going to be a bad husband. We're going to go bankrupt. And it just keeps downward spiraling into this dwelling vicious cycle, which guess what? It doesn't solve the problem. Then on top of that, it actually elevates the fear and the worry because now you're not getting any sleep and you're just continuing to get into this negative, destructive mindset. And that's where I want to stop you right now from going. When you feel yourself dwelling, when you feel yourself worrying, like me personally, I believe in God. And like that point, I've done what I can do. Then I said, God, I'm going to give it to you. Like, I'm going to allow this to go and I'm going to get some rest and I'm going to have peace because I trust you that you're going to help me take action and strategize throughout this the next day and the days to come to solve this problem. But I trust you. and you move onward and upward and you allow yourself to get a good night's sleep and you allow yourself to even be in a moment and a day's of peace. Like, bring yourself to this level of peace, because when you're in this mindset of worry, I can guarantee you what won't happen is you will not solve the problem. And then you'll create more worry, more tension. It's so self-destructive. That's why I'm on here today talking about this. And I'm talking about this from someone who used to worry and overanalyze things more than everyone. Like, I talk about it in my book, The Story of You, Transforming Adversity into Adventure. I used to overanalyze everything, overthink everything, and over-worry about everything. I would dwell so much that it would lead me to paralyzation and self-destruction, till I realized, and it took time to transition out of this, that it's okay to feel fear, but feeling fear and then allowing yourself to dwell on it and allowing yourself to then buffer in that worry and cycle and repeat isn't gonna ever solve the problem. And I started changing my mindset. It started changing my life when I had this self-awareness and realized that you have control of how you react. And don't get me wrong, I still go through times where I'm worrying about things, or I'll start catching myself cycling or buffering. But the thing is, I catch myself and then I realize what I'm doing, so I stop it and I get that peace. It's so important that you get yourself to that level of that peace, because as you rise up to bigger levels, where much is given, much is required, you're going to have more blessings, and with that, more responsibility. And for each new level, you're going to go through a new level of fear. But you're going to flip that script and understand that going through that transition of fear is part of the process. And it's okay to go through that fear and that doubt and realize that that's trying to pull you back into the old level of your comfort zone and stopping you from going to that next level of you, the next level of who you are becoming, of changing more lives. And so I do not want you, don't allow worry to stop you. Like, don't worry. Stop worrying. It's useless. Put your faith in God. Put your faith in whatever you believe in that's bigger than you. Worrying, I promise, won't ever solve the problem. It's okay to feel the fear. Yes, strategize, assess, take action when necessary. Maybe you did do something wrong and you have to fix it, and it is your fault. Take accountability, do what you can do, give it to God and move onward. But sitting there worrying all day, all night about it is only gonna lead you nowhere. It's gonna actually be a vicious cycle. It's gonna take you down. So I'm telling you right now, this is Mark Menard. I know we all go through fear. I know we all go through doubt for every level, but understand that that's part of the beautiful process. In order to blossom, you must go through being pruned. That means you're about to blossom. You're about to transition to that next level. So stop worrying and never settle, and keep elevating beyond.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.